Oscar, what's been one of our favorite games that we've played?
Dune Imperium.
We keep going back to it, right?
Yeah.
And we love all things Doom.
Yeah.
And this month, what came out?
Dune 2.
Yeah, so we figured that would be a good moment for us to return to the world of Dune with Dune Imperium Uprising, as well as the expansions for Dune Imperium. Welcome to Board with Family Games. I'm your host, Justin.
And I'm your host, Oscar.
And every month we come to you with a game we love to play as a family so that you can play it with your friends and family. For more information on the game we're going to play today, Dune Imperium Uprising by Direwolf Games, as well as the expansions, and then, of course, all the other games we've reviewed, please visit our website.
BoardWithFamilyGames.com. That's B-O-A-R-D with FamilyGames.com.
You can also follow us on Instagram, Threads, and Facebook. Okay, Oscar, so tell us a little bit about what we're doing today, because this is a little bit of a different episode than our traditional review episodes.
Well, Dune Imperium Uprising is similar to Dune Imperium, but it has some added elements, and it's essentially a recreation of the game.
Yeah, so it's a sequel, not an expansion. So it's standalone, meaning that you can take this game and just buy that. You don't have to have anything previous from Dune Imperium to play.
Yep.
So if you haven't played before, you can come and check this or check it out and start here. We also do want to say that we have recorded an episode previously on Dune Imperium, and we're going to refer back to it a bit because the gameplay is largely similar, right?
Yeah.
So there's no reason for us to go over all that again. We'll just have you, or if this is sounds interesting, you know, refer back to that previous episode so you can get some ideas of how, or more of the details of the game. But this is going to be kind of a broad overview, including some of the changes between the game. But first, a word from our sponsors.
We would love for you to sponsor us. So if you're interested in board games, please sponsor us, and we'll be trying to probably sell some board games for anyone who's interested in them. And just contact us at our website, Board with Family Games. That's B-O-A-R-D with Family Games.com. And just contact us, and
sponsorships would include an ad spot right here on our podcast every week. We'd love to have you join us. We always start with talking about the look and feel of the product. Tell us a little bit about it.
It looks very similar to the old Dune. The artwork is the same, you know, still it's very pretty, very painted. But it also comes with these nice little paintable worm miniatures that are really, really nice.
Yeah, and so those go with the deluxe storage and miniature set that you can buy for Dune Imperium. If you don't use that, there's little wooden worms too. So you kind of have your pick of what you want to play. Cause, or if you have all the miniatures, great. And if you don't have the miniatures, then you've got the little worms to stand in for the worms, right?
Yep.
Okay. So that's, you know, the general look is the same. The diversity in the game still is very good. Like the first one, again, it's the movie pictures. So the movie did a good job of having a diverse world, and so the game has
a good job.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So but it's, you know, a lot of diversity in the game. Okay, so there are differences in the, you know, we should talk about, I guess, you know, just in case you're not familiar with this game at all, it is a deck building game. And what's a deck building game?
It's a game where you start out with a basic deck of normally like 10 cards. And you buy cards throughout the game to put in your deck.
Yeah. And then in this, in Dune, there's also worker placement. So you're putting pieces in different locations to get
effects.
And then you're also going to have a little battle simulation where you commit troops and then you either win or lose the battle and you win rewards based on that. And so that's kind of a little gambling war system that you're playing every round. So all those parts were in the original Dune Imperium. This stands the same. What's different between the two games?
Well, I mean, there's a number of new things. Going along the combat route, each battle also has a symbol. So instead of when you win the combat, just moving the card over and flipping a new one, you instead take the card. If you match the combat symbols, you'll actually get victory points.
Okay, and in the end, victory points are what you're going for in the game, yes. Right? So this is another method towards winning the game. It means that every combat has some possibility of earning victory points, even if it's not listed specifically as a reward for the battle.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's a big one. What else?
Well, worms. You can now get yourself worms, which count as essentially 1.5 troops. But they also double all non-combat symbol rewards. So let's say you're getting like a victory point and 5 spice. You get 2 victory points and 10 spice.
So these are game changing, literally. Yeah. So managing worms, earning worms, being able to use them is a huge part of the new strategy for the game and something you'll be managing throughout. And of course, when you were talking about Dune, what's the coolest part of Dune?
Worms.
So there you go. You know, we get to play with worms now, so that's fun. All right, and then what else has changed?
Well, I mean, there's some new cards, new entry cards, and I mean, these have new effects. Though I'll also say this, entry cards are a bit weaker this game. The combat entry, there's fewer combat entry cards. Those that they do have give you a little less strength. And, yeah, the entry cards are just, in general, a little bit worse.
Yeah, so talking about those entry cards, and I'll go back to the normal cards. The entry cards are these little extra cards you earn that have some special effect and they're hidden that you can use. And so that can really change a combat if it has adds strength to your troops, right? So that's where it is. But, yeah, as we said, we found that it's the strategy of getting entry cards is a little less strong in Uprising than in the original Dune. And that's not even to qualify whether that's good or bad. It's just different, right?
Yeah.
So you have to learn a little bit different strategy if you've played previously or if you play now. You'll notice that it's a little, or it may not be as valuable to grab them, but they are still valuable. So you're still going to be grabbing them. And then for the cards, there's just lots of different effects, right?
Yeah.
And so basically the entire shop deck of this game, which is a couple hundred cards,
is replaced.
It's replaced. So if you've played Doom Imperium previously, you're going to suddenly sit down and you're going to have all new cards, all new effects, and have to manage that change. So that's a major change.
Yeah.
What else is different in the game?
Well, I mean, those are the main ones, but the board spaces come with some new effects. Things like you have now contracts which work in which go with an expansion, but they're actually board spaces. And siege tabers effects are changed. You've got a new green space that replaced the old Mentat space that is different and actually requires some Imperial influence to go to.
Yep. So the Mentat's gone, which is was a key feature in the first game, and now that's out.
Yep.
So these kinds of different changes that we've seen, lots of different stuff happening in the game. Then there's spies. What are those?
So spies are essentially little cylinders that you place on spy posts and they let you do different things. So, like, if someone goes there, you can remove your spy to be able to go to the same place, which you can't do otherwise. Or you can remove a spy when going to a place to draw a card. And there's also effects that are like, if you remove the spy this turn, get this.
Yep. So spies are something that I'd say we're still learning how to use in the game. A lot of times we put them down and then they sit there for a long time. And so that's something that we've been learning to manage as a new effect in the game. But again, new strategy. So to go back again, this is a worker placement deck building game, or still at its heart, but now you've got all these different little strategies that you're going to be able to play in. So it really just shifts it up from the original game. And if you like the original game, you can now play this and just have some different pieces, right? Some different things. It's not that it's better. It's just that it's different and changes strategies.
Exactly.
Okay. So, and then for number of players, we still find that it plays really well with three. This standalone expansion is, it plays well with three, right?
Standalone game.
Sorry. Yes. So it plays well with three players. It does have an ability to go up to six. So the original Dune Imperium was maxed out at four players. This one will let you go up to six in a team play thing. So if you have a big group of people to play, there is the ability to do that. We have not had the chance to try that yet. So someday maybe we'll try it, but so far we haven't had that opportunity. Okay. So that's the base game of Dune Up or Imperium Uprising. So I will say one of the biggest differences that I've found is, and if you've listened to our previous episode, you'll know that I never won Dune Imperium.
Oh, but he actually wins now.
I don't know what the difference is. I don't know that my strategy's that wildly changed, but I win.
Yeah, I know that I win less, and I know that that's because I have a deeply ingrained strategy of doing a lot of intrigue cards, and they're weaker now, so that strategy works less. Yeah. So now I can't just sneak victories out with intrigue cards.
Yep. So again, it's a different game, and therefore you have to employ different strategies, but we found that it's a lot of fun, and it's great because you can kind of swap back and forth between the two. It's not that this game certainly doesn't replace the previous one. It just takes a game that we obviously as a family truly love and adds in this extra piece. So as we move on to the different expansions, we're going to first start with the Chome expansion, which was part of comes in the box of Dune Imperium Uprising. So it's a mini expansion. It's not a full expansion.
Yeah. And honestly, we found that it works really well with it and is probably made to go with it. It is built for the expansion. And basically all it does is add some contracts. And what these contracts do is if you go to a certain space or get a certain number of things, you'll get an extra reward. So if you go to Highliners, maybe you'll get an extra two troops, which can be huge. Or, just small things that can be very helpful.
Yeah, so in the end, it's probably kind of almost mandatory as part of playing Dune Imperium Uprising, but it's as an expansion, probably so that it's just one fewer thing to get used to in the game as you start playing it. So we played a couple rounds without it, then we added it in and we went with it from there on forward.
Yep.
So Easy, again, comes in the box. So if you buy the game, you've already got that Chome expansion to try. There are two separate expansions, The Rise of Ix and the Tylaxu, which has
Immortality.
Tylaxu Immortality. So you have two different expansions that are built. And how do these work in the games? Or do they go with certain things, Imperium versus Imperium Uprising?
Well, we've got our favorite expansions to play with each. We prefer Tylaxu with base Dune Imperium. We prefer Ix with Dune Imperium Uprising. But they each just have their own special effects. Ix adds in a whole thing where you can buy special tech tiles that have different effects. But they also add in Dreadnoughts, which are, once again, essentially three damaged troops that you don't lose at the end of the combat. And these help to balance out the worms, so worms aren't so all-powerful.
Okay, so for the Rise of Ix, you get a separate little board that sits next to, or as part of the game, and it has another little track it allows you to, or that you can move along. It has new cards that get shuffled into the shop deck.
Yep.
New intrigue cards, all these things that get thrown into the mix. And then that new tech, can you give examples of what some of the new tech tiles you might be able to buy are?
Well, it depends. There's one that gives you 2 Solari, which is the base money, the base currency, at the start of each round. There's some that give you victory points for, like, numbers of tech tiles, or if you have, there's one that if you did really well on the influence tracks, it'll give you some points. And then there's also one that, where if you didn't do so well on the influence tracks, it gives you points.
So there's some different ways to manage, depending on the playstyle you're taking that turn. It helps manage what you're doing. I know there's one that helps you get water. There's other things that just kind of come into play. So those, that tech's an interesting piece. But then, as Oscar said, probably the biggest part of the expansion are the dreadnoughts.
Yeah, because they balance out the worms. Worms without Ix are so powerful, but dreadnoughts give you something that has the same strength as worms, and you don't lose it. So,
yep. So when you get, once you earn the dreadnought, you keep that in your troop supply always, and so that's been an interesting thing. We had originally bought that expansion with Dune Imperium ages ago, and we frankly didn't like it. We took it out.
Yeah.
But as soon as we started or introduced it to Dune Imperium Uprising, we found that we really enjoy it.
Yeah.
We've been playing it solidly with that ever since.
Mm-hmm.
So interesting, you know, again, a little bit more fighty, you know, in those combats, but it's been a great expansion for us. We've really enjoyed it. And enjoy playing it with Dune Imperium Uprising. Okay, what about the other expansion?
Well, the other expansion is the Tlaloxu expansion. It adds some more things. It adds a big Tlaloxu track where you can choose your path with, you know, a start and an end space. And they have each step has different effects, which could be getting essentially a new currency, which are specimens, or moving along a essentially Tlaloxu victory track that could get you points. And, I mean, that's a big portion of it, but it also adds new cards, which are huge. It adds a new effect called graph cards, where they combine with another card. So you essentially have 2 card effects in one, and they, you know, add new board spaces, so on and so forth.
Yeah. So it adds lots of different changes. Those grafting, as Oscar said, can be really huge, really shifts the style of the game and how it plays. And so that special Tlaloxu deck is really an interesting feature that comes into play. And so it's something you're managing. You're managing that track along with the victory point track, as well as your general combat and deck building that you've always had. So this has been a great expansion that we really enjoyed. And we've been playing it primarily with the original Dune Imperium.
Yeah.
So it's worked really well with that. We haven't actually tried it with Dune Imperium Uprising. It would probably be fine, but we like the Dreadnoughts so much that we don't want to do it.
And we've also read online that, like, having both of them in one game is a lot.
Yes. At some point, there becomes a little, you know, too much. If you've played games with expansions before, you probably know that sometimes you find that if you just keep throwing expansions in, it becomes a little broken, a little weird. And so doing the one at a time tends to make the most sense for us. And so that's something we've been doing and how we've been playing with playing the game. But we've really enjoyed the Tlaloxu with Dune Imperium, or the original Dune Imperium. And so that's been a great thing that we've done. Okay. So let's step back and just go through what, if people want to buy Dune now, they're like, oh my God, I've listened to 2 episodes about Dune. These guys obviously love the game.
Mm-hmm.
What are the things that are in existence, and what would you suggest, Oscar, that people buy if they're going to buy games?
Well, I mean, I personally would say start with the base game. It's a little bit less complicated, a little less put in, and it's easy enough transfer from that to Uprising if you really like the base game. And of course, if you want to add a little bit extra, some more stuff to think about, a little more complexity, but overall fun stuff, buy the expansions. And
Yeah, I think that makes sense. The original game is fantastic.
It is.
And, you know, one that we're always going to keep going back to. You know, we've been playing Dune Uprising for, or Imperium Uprising for a little bit. And so it's probably time to go back and try the other one. Keep mixing it up. Keep, you know, keep trying or doing those different things. And so it's a lot of fun. I agree. You get, get that Dune Imperium. And then if you're loving it, you can add that Thylaxu in. Then if you want to, switch it up, you can move over to Imperium Uprising. Or if you just really want worms, because worms are awesome.
Yeah.
Then you can start with Dune Imperium Uprising and go from there. Mm-hmm. But, overall, we love this game series. We love what's happening. You know, if a third version comes out, we will purchase it.
We will. We'll purchase it and we will review it.
So, in the end, should people play the Dune Imperium universe?
Definitely.
Definitely. We keep going back to it. It is seriously one of our favorite games. And we love deck building, but we really love this deck building game.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for joining us for our review of Dune Imperium Uprising by Direwolf Games, along with the Thylaxu Immortality and Rise of Ix expansions. For more information on these games and all the other games we review, visit our website,
forwardfamilygames.com. That's FORWARDFamilyGames.com.
Also, please review us wherever you're getting your podcasts. Listen, or, you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Threads, and we would love to hear from you. Okay, Oscar, what should we play today?
Sleeping Gods Forbidden Skies?
Yep. Yeah, that's the name.
That's the name.
Long name. This has been a weird month for us. It's been almost a month since we played a board game,
yeah.
And we are going through some serious withdrawal. So hopefully we are going to, or we're not hopefully, definitely we're getting that game to the table today, which is we're near the end of our campaign. And with that, I can almost virtually promise that next month we will be bringing you the review of
Sleeping Gods, Distant Skies.
So thank you so much for... We'll remember the name by the time we get to that episode.
So
thank you for joining us. I'm your host, Justin.
And I'm your host, Oscar. Bye.